We're in front of these screens all the time, most of us, right? Using computers now. We have all the stuff that we don't know the impact on. So you don't have to live crazily, but we want to avoid any excess radiation because could that disturb the delicate balance, could it, of the electrical magnetic part of your body? Yes or no? Clearly. So those disturbances start there. And then any kind of other destructive behavior, emotion. Now, once you have a disturbance, think of this. Irritation leads to mutation, right? That's where it can go. So when something gets irritated, it gets out of balance. It gets out of balance. It either weakens, dies, or mutates. So irritation leads to mutation. So what happens is when you have a disturbance, the second thing happens is cells become disorganized. They change, basically, to try and deal with an environment that's different because life wants to live. I mean, when you even think about cancer, cancer cells are cells that are striving to live so much that they can even expand like crazy in an environment where there's no oxygen. You know, they talk about, you know, at the end of Jurassic Park, you know, the animals somehow find a way to create themselves. Life doesn't want to give up. Even cancer cells, that's a part of you wanting to live. You create an environment where they had to mutate to live. So they mutated, and now they're growing more rapidly than you want them to. That's what happens with cancer. It's actually life moving forward, and it's adapting to the environment we give it to. So when you disturb yourself, some disturbances are huge. A car accident, is that a significant disturbance to your body? You bet. That ruptures cells. When you rupture cells, do you think there's more acid in the body or less? Quick. More acid. The body's got to deal with that. You know, so much of it, it can really be a trauma to the system. But when you get disturbances, cells disorganize so they can adapt to this environment. As they do that, the third step is you get a compromised environment. What that means is cells start to really adapt now to this morbid environment, this environment that is not healthy. And all of a sudden now you have healthy cells becoming what? Unhealthy cells. I mean, you can see this under the microscope with people in their bloodstreams. And all of a sudden you have these things called germs that start to grow like crazy, like bacteria and yeast and fungus and molds. Because now you've created an environment in which they can feed. You've created a place where they get to live. Now, what's really fascinating, and you'll see this at Mastery, and this will sound insane to some of my doctor friends in the room, but I took Dr. Solomon, who's on the UN Board of Aging, and he's the head of the Council for Health and Illness, I guess it is, for the United Nations. He's also from Johns Hopkins University, who's the head of nutrition there. Traditionally trained guy. And I brought him to Dr. Young about 2 months ago. He was supposed to go for 2 hours because I said, I've seen things in the bloodstream that traditional biology would never say is possible. I've seen a red blood cell literally not be attacked from the outside, but literally when the environment became acid, start to morph and become a rod form, a bacteria. We think of bacteria coming from the outside. Here's this red blood cell like a butterfly morphing and becoming another kind of cell. And then morphing back later when it went to an alkaline part of the body back into red blood cell. It's all caught on videotape. It's called pleomorphism. It's supposed to be impossible. And I said, spell it. I think it's P-L-E-O morphism, M-O-R-P-H-I-S-M. The bottom line is, and he's captured this several times because this guy's whole focus is the blood. He does everybody's blood and he studies it and watches it. So I called Dr. Solomon. I said, all I can tell you, I've never felt better in my life. I see my blood is so pure. I've seen my blood go. Now the red blood cells are big and plump because my body's alkaline. I got enough water in the system, not dehydrated. My energy's amazing. I said, I've always had high energy, but not where it was like I had such reserves. That's the best word I can give to you. I have reserve now. Before I could do it, and I was going through my reserves, you know? And I said, come take a look. Fly out for me. He said, okay, I'll go check it out. He said, yeah, I'm going between these two places. I'll stop for 2 hours. He stopped for 2 days. And he called me up and he said, this is unbelievable. He said, I want to test that. He's going to do a study at Harvard Medical School. He's trying to arrange one and at Johns Hopkins to be able to show the impact that this has on the bloodstream and show that this has occurred. He wants to be able to duplicate what he's seen. But he said, this is unbelievable because we always think of the outside world attacking us. He said, what I'm seeing is that the inside environment, just like with HIV, they say it, and now they say for these viruses that the reason they can't stop it is because it keeps what? Mutating into something else. Well, our red blood cells de-differentiate and become something else. I mean, I know it sounds bizarre. You don't have to buy into that to be able to do what I'm telling you. But I can tell you, when you go to Mastery, Dr. Young's going to speak there, and you'll see it. He's going to bring his videotapes for you to see. It's seeing, it's believing, it's unbelievable. Anyway, the point of the matter is, when our bloodstream, the reason I'm telling you that becomes compromised, even the red blood cells themselves, if you buy into this, and again, seeing it, you'd see it's true, and Dr. Young would just tell you as a scientist. But what happens is this starts to create this buildup of these bacteria, yeast, molds, and guess what they do? They're creatures, right? They're you basically mutated, plus whatever you've consumed, They're feeding now on your energy stores, and like all living things, they feed on things, and what do all living things also do? They excrete their wastes, and their wastes are pure acid. So not only are you building the acid up from your lifestyle, but you're now creating an environment where these things proliferate and or adapt. Now on top of that, they put their own waste in, which brings you to the fourth level of imbalance. Now you have debilitating acids growing so that the waste products from those unhealthy cells pollute the environment, and they start to impact the quality of even the healthy cells now. And so more disturbances, more disorganization of cells, worse environment, more acids, and now you're going to what most people think of as debilitating diseases or aging or whatever the case may be. It's an acid problem that comes from disturbance. So how do we, by the way, does this make sense to you now? Does this make common sense to you, yes or no? I don't want you guys to trust me on any of this. I want you to test your own bodies. My whole thing is don't believe anybody. Don't be anybody's servant and don't be anybody's follower, least of all me. My whole thing is let me be a good coach to you and you go verify with your own bloodstream. The blood doesn't lie. Let me just tell you this. It takes 20 parts of alkalinity to balance out or neutralize one part of acid. That's why most people are so acid. So what's neat about the blood and what's neat about the foods is you can see it. You know, it's not this little, oh, I'm going to take this supplement and hope it's okay. I mean, you can see it and you can feel it. You have both experiences. So how do we get back in balance? How many think you're out of balance? Let me see your hands. I can tell you what, if you weren't out of balance before you met me, you're out of balance now. Right? Probably because most of you don't live this way normally. Is that fair to say? In terms of the amount of energy you're exerting? So does that mean now you can't do this and you got to mitigate your life? No, you just have to provide the alkalinity that allows you to play at this level. And then you won't be playing at this level using just your mind. You'll be doing it coming from strength, and you won't break down at the end of it. I used to do seminars like Mastery, and people after 9 days, euphoric, going, making it happen. Most people didn't sleep because they had so much fun. They're going and everything else, and they get home, and they get sick for about 3 days, right? Because they were innervated. Do you follow me? Their energy was lowered. And so now that I serve the green drink at all the events now, the big events that we do, and people get water bottles and you fill it up with green drink and we drink it all day long and people's energy stays solid all the way through time and at the end they don't break down. So it's been really great because before I was like, man, I got a bunch of weak people coming to my programs. What am I going to do here? You know, come on, people. How can you do that? So here's how you get in balance.